happened?
I don't know. I just heard on the phone and started hearing you, which might be equivalent. Anyway, last night Albert wrote me a letter at 3 o'clock his time. He can't sleep because of a conversation I had with him yesterday.
Yeah.
Why is it that if you take a look at Israel, if you take a look at the infection rate, it's not that much different per population than the infection rate of the United States.
Yeah.
Of course, it's much better than the infection rate of New York City.
Yeah.
But it's not, of course, the whole United States is not. But if you take a look at the death rate per capita, per infection, the death rate in Israel is approximately 20%, or 15% actually, 16% actually, I figured it out, of the death rate in the United States. Why?
Not to mention New York City.
Not to mention New York City. Why? The medicine, the hospitals in New York, the hospitals across the United States are so bad. The quality of medicine over there is so bad.
So what's your answer?
I don't know. He's written me about 5 letters in the last couple of hours about this. So I'm going to sleep like he should go. Why? What is it exactly? What? There's got to be some explanation about why. Maybe Schweizer don't live as long. I don't know. Because over here we don't have any. We don't have too many anyway.
I just read somewhere that 80% of the American coronavirus deaths are black dudes.
A what?
Black guys.
Oh, you didn't know that, really?
Yeah, I'll send you the pictures.
So maybe you sent it to me then. Maybe that's the answer, because the truth of the matter is that if you take a look at the 50-something deaths that we have over the 8,600, it comes out to be 0.6 or 0.7 of 1%. In America, it's running at about 3%.
Yeah.
A death rate. In Europe, it's running about 8 or 9%.
Yeah, so apparently it's much, 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 much higher, both in infection, but more so
mortality.
In mortality and serious complications, not only mortality.
Send me the article. I'd like to see it, because I think Albert finally fell asleep. He stopped writing me about an hour ago.
What?
I think he finally fell asleep because he stopped writing me about 2 hours ago. But the point I'm trying to say is that ultimately at the end, I have no good explanation. But you see what I'm saying? It could be something as insidious as race. So maybe, excuse me, but maybe I'm about to say something very Nazi.
Yeah.
Maybe the Nordics are really the master race, maybe. Of course you mind?
No, not a master race. But indeed, it could totally infect different, it's not a PC word, but different.
We don't have to be politically correct on this phone call.
Yeah, so it might infect different races or ethnicities in different ways. It's beyond.
Exactly.
It's far beyond possible. I mean.
Exactly.
What?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. There could be a million factors as to why it's different. Now, Jews do seem to be affected by it. I personally know a few people, nobody close to me, but like the sister of somebody I know, or the brother of somebody I know, or the mother of somebody I know, who died in New York. I personally know half a dozen like that.
But again,
it's obviously affecting Jews.
But if that is true,
and you know what? Everybody that I know of.
By the way.
Somebody in my age category, not the 90 age category.
By the way, this information of blacks being far more dying does not come from Nazi places. It comes from, on the contrary, it comes from, AOC people kind of things to show that the blacks are getting less treatment and.
Okay, she's putting out the treatment. Do you think that that's true?
No, I don't think it's true. I'm just saying it's not race.
In other words, the statistic might be true that blacks are getting it, but the reason of the statistic might not be true. AOC just shoots her mouth off. Why anybody would listen to a bar girl, a 20-something-year-old bar girl, I have no idea. But the fact of the matter is that she just shoots off her mouth. But the statistic, she might have read the statistic, and it might be true, and it might have to do with racial composition. Again, I don't mean that as being politically incorrect. I mean to say that the opposite might be true of the North. You don't get any further racially than the as Hitler used to claim, than the Nords and the Schwarzes. That's about as far as you can get one from another racially. There could be some sort of difference.
Look. Cases by race.
Where are you reading from?
I don't know. I found this somewhere.
Okay.
It says American Indian or Alaska Native. Percentage of overall cases by race, less than 1%. Percentage of deceased cases by race, 0%. Asian slash Pacific Islanders, again, like 1% percentage of all cases, of overall cases by race. Black or African American, percentage of overall cases by race is 35%. And percentage of deceased by case, by race, is 40%. That's much higher than the percentage of Bauchlusia. Caucasian?
But on the other hand, I'm just now throwing something out.
Yeah.
I would point out to you that more blacks live in ghettos in America than whites do.
Okay. So that's
another point. They're more crowded in. It could be a question of density. It could be a question of race. It could be a question of lip size, if I don't want to be not politically correct. You know, literally the lips pick up more germs. I'm serious. What I'm trying to say is that you can't know the reason why what's going on in Sweden, and it could be racial. I'm not saying no.
Alan, if this lockdown goes down, if this lockdown goes on for a long time, we are all going to die. Seriously.
Why? If you ask me if the economy is going to recover quickly. You really won't. My prediction is it won't.
We will all, in a month, we'll start starving to death, Alan.
Why do you think so?
Because the system is falling apart.
Angie.
Yeah.
Israel went into this thing with a 60% debt to gross national product ratio.
Yeah.
America went into this thing with 120% debt, literally double the gross national product. Israel has sitting in the banks around the world about $130 billion that they've racked up over the years.
This is not about money. This is about
Israel,
people.
Israel could pay
this
everybody's
is about people
salary.
Growing.
Israel could pay everybody's salary. If Bibi wasn't so cheap, he could pay everybody's salary for the next year without nobody noticing it.
Alan, this is not about pieces of paper with pictures of presidents. This is about people.
I like those pieces of paper.
Yeah, but Americans can print as many as they want. It's not a problem. This is about people growing chickens. If people aren't growing chickens, there will be no chickens.
Except right now, this moment, there's an overabundance of chickens. An overabundance of everything. And
this moment, but how long?
You're right. You know what? But let me ask you a question, Benji. What happened in the Great Depression? Did people actually starve, though?
But
though.
In this case, people will starve. If there's no food, people will starve.
Benji, they will start sending people back to work after Pesach. But not everybody at once. It'll be slowly.
But how long can we keep this up?
How long keep what up?
This lockdown. A month?
I don't think it'll be a month.
If it's for a month, it's going to be okay. But why would we
stop a month? I think it'll be less than a month.
Okay.
You want to hear something, Benji?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking a prediction.
Yeah.
If I can use Trump's language, there'll be some sort of game changer before the end of Pesach.
Yes, I think so too. But it's just going to be something we don't know what it is. It will just disappear the way it came. That's all.
Well, firstly, I would point out to you that
regardless
SARS,
of Seger and no Seger,
SARS, which is the Ben Dode of this thing in 2003, left in the summer, never came back.
Yeah, but then it went away with absolutely,
never came back.
Right, it went away with absolutely no reason, no Seger.
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you why. Why is it that the Maccabi? Are you a member of Maccabi? What's your Kupat Kulin?
Maccabi, no.
Okay, don't they need you to take a flu shot?
Yeah.
When do they need you to do it?
What?
When do they need you to do it?
In
October or November.
Yeah.
They never nudge anybody to do it in May. How come? And the reason is because most flus in the world don't do well in hot climates. The flu itself, most of them go away in hot climates. How many people in Brazil right now have coronavirus?
What?
How many people in Brazil have coronavirus?
There's good enough in Australia. I don't know what Brazil is up, but it's not harming.
I didn't say it's nothing because somebody got off a plane and gave it to somebody. but it doesn't transfer as easily.
But the flu comes back.
Yeah, the flu comes back every single year. The flu comes back, and actually the swine flu was worse the second time than the first time. Swine flu of 1918, 1919.
Yeah, but then it goes away.
Yeah, but then.
For absolutely no reason.
Then everybody in the United States and Israel has a whole 7 or 8 months now to come up with something. A month from now, it will be going away. I personally think they're going to come up with something next month. I personally think so, that there'll be some sort of, and as soon as they do, they'll release the economy. Because once it's not so insidious, once you know that you can probably be cured, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care if they have to go back to work.
Yeah.
But the fact is that I think it'll happen. That'll happen. If not, I think another month or two will go away anyway.
Well, I can tell you this. I was sick last
week.
This guy
Fauci, whatever his name is, Fauci, the one who's, you know, the guy from America who's the infectious disease expert for Trump. In today's Fox, he has an article that says it's seasonal. There's evidence that it's seasonal. Wake up and smell the hummus. I could have told him that before.
Let me tell you this. I was sick last week. I hope it was Corona, and that's
then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I really hope it was, but there's no way to find out. That's the annoying thing. There's no way.
I absolutely agree with you.
They wouldn't test me. By the way, I was sick. I was really sick. I was with a high fever. I was coughing. I called them. I said, you know, I'll come anywhere. Just test me. I want to know if it's Corona or not. They said that was last week, like a whole lifetime ago. So they said, no, were you in contact with someone, you know, Mechole Meumat? I said, no.
And how would you know? How would you know if you were?
No, I said, do you know? They asked, do you know that you were in contact with Chole Meumat? I said, no, I don't know that. They said, did you come back from Chuslar? I said, no, I wasn't. So they said, no, you can't have a test. So they wouldn't test me. I was sick for a whole week. And they wouldn't test me, and now it's gone. And I'm not going to know if I just had the flu or Corona. And that's a big deal, because if I did have Corona, so at least for a few months, I should be, you know, I should have a superpower. Maybe
that's
forever,
right.
but at least for a few months. And they're not testing. Now, they can still test for antibodies, but they don't. Right. I don't know why. They don't do that. They don't test.
Okay, because right now they're conserving the test, but you're right. It's not right. They should have.
What's the big deal? Why don't they do it? Do you have any svara? Why don't they do this? Why don't they send those soldiers to every house in how much can it cost? And this stuff we can make on our own.
$150 a pop.
What?
$150 each.
What, the serology?
The current test is $150 each.
Of antibodies?
Yeah.
All right, $150 each. They're throwing out 80 billion shekels on whatever. I mean, $150.
Not on me. I'm not getting anything.
What?
They're not throwing it out on me.
Yeah, of course not, but...
I'm white.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Swedes don't treat the old. They really just let them starve to death.
Right. Okay.
No, but the point is, if they could get a few Bnei Brak people in every family, if it would be true, one guy in every family who's not susceptible to this, and he could go out to the supermarkets and do whatever has to be done. I mean, so what? So it's $150 a pop. As you said, we can print as much as we want that stuff. That would change the whole picture. But they don't do it. They don't do it.
They don't do it because apparently, I mean, I don't know how true it is, but apparently the raw materials are hard to come by. The whole world is running after them at the same time.
If I would tell you a month ago that we would be here.
In today's YNET, 1 month ago, nobody knew it was going to happen. In today's YNET, there's an article about how the things that Bibi promised and did do and didn't do. And one of the things was that he promised it would be 10,000 tests a day. And it was 10,000 tests a day for a few days. Now it's dropped back down to 7,000 tests.
Can we agree that Mr. Netanyahu is the luckiest bastard in the world?
I wouldn't go that far, but he's doing fine.
No, I mean, he was down.
I didn't think so.
You didn't think
so? I thought he had a problem, but I didn't think he was down.
Oh, by the way, they put, what's his name, Boris Johnson, on a ventilator. You heard that?
I heard that he was sick with fever. I didn't know he was on a ventilator.
Now that he went to the hospital yesterday, and now I read somewhere that he's on the ventilator.
Wow. Who's the vice, whatever they have over there?
I don't know. Probably Gantz.
I just hope it's not Corbin.
Gantz is the vice everywhere. What?
I hope it's just not Corbin. That's all I hope.
Nah, Corbin is out of the picture. They just elected some other guy who's not completely anti-Semitic. Like, you know. Like only
just,
half.
Just mildly anti-Semitic.
Mildly anti-Semitic, exactly. He's like a good guy. He's willing to leave, you know.
He just can't be a member of his club.
What?
He just can't be a member of his club.
Yeah. All right, Alan. Have a great Pesach.
You too.
Between me and you and the lamppost. I can live without Minyanim for a while. Don't tell anyone.
I know. Yesterday I had the following discussion with Ariel, if you want to weigh in on it before you hang up.
Yeah.
Last Shabbos, I've already been down in B'yichidus about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Last Shabbos, I was sitting in the bedroom, the extra bedroom, davening, and I heard outside, Hey Shmei Rabba.
Yeah.
So there's a minyan going on somewhere.
Yeah.
When I inquired about it, it turned out that there were a number of people on separate porches who had joined together to make 10.
Yeah, we have do that. We do that on Shabbos here in the building.
Okay. Now, the point I was trying to... I got into a discussion with Ariel, is that proper behavior or not? And I say not.
Why not?
I'll tell you why. Because of the fact that no Jew likes to be out-Jewed from the right.
You're saying that will cause... You have good porches, but the other guy doesn't. And he'll,
doesn't,
and he'll,
but he'll... What do you mean? I'm going to be less friend than... And then Benny Hexter, no way, Jose.
No way, Jose, right.
Exactly. And consequently, I'm going to do something stupid. I'm actually going to go to a minyan.
Yeah. I hear you. That look, that's a bit of a stretch, but yeah, I hear you.
I don't think so. You know, one day, 2 weeks ago, somebody put a sign up on the door of my building that they're going to be a minyan outside in the drive area.
Yeah.
So on Friday night, I went out. So there were about 50, 70 people, and 50 people there.
Yeah.
And so I just turned around and walked back in. Because, of course, I should have understood this, that once you put a sign up, the sign's up, then people are going to come.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to say is that, like I said, nobody likes to be out-Jewed from the right.
Yeah, and I didn't think about that. You have a point there. I guess you have a point.
If the Gedolim, tell you don't have to come, why be mocked?
Exactly. I'm saying I can live with this for a while.
But
you can't. Look, we have here. You remember my house? You've been to my house, right?
I've been to your house, right?
So we have it's built like a jail.
There's a big entrance hall.
Right. It's built like a jail, right?
Right.
So there's like a, for the Gen Pop, you have an area.
Right.
So, but for the first Shabbos, we davened Mechidus, which I loved. But for the second Shabbos, we started davening, and suddenly I hear, as you just said, from the outside, they're davening. And it was kind of stupid, right, not to open the door and just, you know, just daven with everybody.
That's right.
But believe me, I wouldn't if I would have a good excuse, but there is no good excuse.
The good
now,
excuse is that the Gedolim told me not to.
I don't give a thing about a Gedolim.
Yeah, but everybody
I'm
else does.
I'm start now.
But everybody else does.
I don't understand that. You know, I've seen that Kanievsky.
I mean, you don't understand why Rob Kanievsky had apparently a minion in his house the day after he told nobody to have a minion in their house?
No, look, I saw that video of his. He's an older guy. Very older guy. And his stupid grandson comes over. Obviously, Rob Kanievsky, I'm not trying to say anything bad, but he was unaware of what's happening. That is beyond any doubt.
I agree.
And he says, this guy says, they're saying there's a Magefa. They want to close the yeshivas, should we? So he like says, nah. Come on! Yeah. I mean, that's what you base your life decisions on? Everybody
Not
saw
me.
That video. What?
Not me.
No, a Haredim. I don't get it. I mean,
I
would understand you believe in Gedolim, and some guy would come to Rav Kanievsky and, you know, and explain to him what a virus is, and, you know, it's Pikuach Nefesh, etc., etc. And then he would say, yeah, still go to yeshivas. And they would say, yeah, we're following blindly our Rosh Yeshiva. All right, I can get that. But that's not what happened. And everybody saw it. It was on the, everybody saw those videos. Everybody knew what's going on. He did not know what he was talking about. I'm not talking about the fact that he's 90 whatever.
You convinced me. I was convinced before we had this call of what you're saying.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, have a great Pesach, Alan.
You also.
And,
you also.
Enjoy your solitary. Imagine
actually,
this.
Actually, I'm doing very well on it.
I can do this too. If there was, if the Gdolim would say no Pesach cleaning, well, I would listen to them.
They actually did say you could be Makel this year.
Yeah, but I Makel every year.
But nobody likes to be our Jude from the right.
What?
But nobody likes to be
our
Jew from the right.
I love
the right.
I mean, I outdrew everybody from the left, and I make it every year. This year, I have to clean because I'm home, and everybody's home. I don't know if you remember this, but every year I makpid. We clean for 2 days a week before Pesach, and then we go to Chutzlars or something.
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, this year we.
Well, my last thought, all the year lines are closed.
Yeah, the Mishamayim. Willie, this year you have to clean your stove.
Right.
So I guess I'm going to clean my stove.
Would you get on a plane, Benji?
What?
Would you get on a plane?
No. Now? I wouldn't. But
no.
I'll tell you why. Not because I'm afraid. I'm not. But
because they're so crazy to fly. You don't want to fly with them.
No. This situation, they're holding us hostage. Because if I'm wrong, so I'm not risking my life. I'm risking the whole freaking humanity or whatever. I'm killing everybody else. You know what I mean?
So yep, I know exactly what you mean.
They're holding me hostage because I would risk my life on this because I don't believe there's too much of a risk. Yeah, I'd put a stupid mask on and sit on the plane and hope for the best. And worst case scenario, I die. All right, I had a good run. I mean, I'm reaching 50, but
you had a medium run.
What? No. What do I have to look forward to? I mean, come on, from 50 on, it's like, you know. But
there's life after 50, Benji.
What?
There's life after 50.
Yeah, but it sucks. Anyway,
not
by you, not you. Present company excluded, of course.
Okay.
But I would take the risk when there were bombs in the streets here from Nachash Tsefa in 91.
Right.
I was out and about and I couldn't care less. But
over here, you don't want to be patient zero in some group.
Yeah. Now they're saying, listen, you're not taking the risk of yourself. You're like going to kill your kids and your grandma, of course. And all the grandmas in the world, and there will be no butter cookies anymore. So you can't do that. So, but the truth is, I thought I'm going to take this very easily. I don't care what. So, all right. So I'll be in my stupid office and watch movies all day. What's the big deal? But the truth is, I'm going crazy. I can't take this anymore.
No, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
I thought I will, you know, I can do this standing on my head. I'm not. I don't know what it is, but it's, you know, I finished binging everything. I can tell you I watched all the movies and all the TV series. I'm out.
You have to wait for Hollywood to start producing.
All right. I mean, what am I going to do? That's what I meant when I said how long can we hold the lockdown. I'm being pushed to read stuff.
We don't, Benny, that sounds very radical.
Yeah, so I'm saying this is the end of the world. But I don't think, I honestly think, I do agree with all the right-wing crazy guys that say this is just another flu, which it is. Do you know that the amount of deaths in the world has dropped significantly
sure.
in the past 3 months?
Sure, no car accidents.
No car accidents, no deaths in hospitals because of contamination.
Okay.
No, it dropped. They saw the graphs. You know, they have like every year super one on top of the other. And it goes up and down, you know, according to the months of the year. But every year, more or less the same. and 2020 is like bloop, falls down. No one's dying. I mean, 50 people die from this thing in Israel. In what? 2-3 months?
Benji, I asked you before, why is the Israeli death rate so low?
Because they're fighting. Because they're fighting for every single person. I'm telling you, that's the reason.
There was, what do you call it again? If you have another second, I was watching a video on Fox News the other day. There was a EMT worker in New York.
Yeah.
And she said the houses are so crowded that we don't take anybody unless they're on their last leg. Every time I take somebody out of the house over there, she says, I know that they're never coming back. And what I'm thinking is to myself that in Israel so far, the amount of hospital beds has so far kept up. And it could well be that just taking people in earlier and they're being more successful. So when you take them in the last minute.
Let me ask you this. If mm-hmm. Mimi would be still alive and Chas V'Shalom,
I don't want to think about it.
No.
You asked me about Neve Simcha, I don't want to think about it.
No, I'm asking anything else. And she would still be alive and get corona and pass.
Okay.
Would she be a corona victim?
Okay. You didn't
ask me that question.
You
understand what I'm saying?
Yes, you didn't ask me that question all of the time, not about Mimi, but in general. When a 98-year-old person passes because of corona. But they're passing because of a specific lung ailment. So the answer is yes. Now, do I ever want to get to the situation which existed in Holland, not in Holland, in Italy, northern Italy, where if you were over 70 years old, which I am,
they
simply refuse to treat you? Because they
didn't have enough bed. People, I'm not 70-year-olds, Alan.
70 in Italy, they were refusing treatment to 70-year-olds.
Alan, in Italy, that's half the population.
I know. That's why Italy did so bad because they're a very old country. By the way, do you know what the average age in Sweden is? By the way, I have no idea.
It's old. It's old. They don't have children. It's very old.
Okay, Italy, they are very old in northern Italy. And they, at one point, they stopped treating people with over 70. They're just reserving the beds for people who have a longer life.
That sucks.
Yeah, thank you. For somebody who's over 70, thank you for this information, Benji. I kept thinking to myself, no northern Italy for me this year.
This corona thing made everybody very, very aware of their age.
Benji, the whole world, in my opinion, is going to be different after this. There's going to be a lot of changes.
I hope not.
Well, I think yes.
I mean, technically I'm X generation, but I'm a boomer.
Okay. You're invited to join the club.
I believe in Western civilization. I actually do. I believe in
I do too, but I don't
capitalism.
Mean that point.
Well,
I mean to say things like the European Union will effectively go out of business.
Nah, they're already out of business. But
exactly.
I'm all for
nationalism. Nationalism will return.
That's good too.
Globalism will decrease. People are not going to buy anything they can buy out of AliExpress anymore.
I don't know. People are buying everything right now from AliExpress because it comes.
Because they're the only one in business.
Right. They're like, okay.
What I'm saying is that the concept of shchitat chutz about
do you think they're lying?
Yes, for sure. Let me ask you a question, Benji. I want to ask you, you're a reasonable person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody in Wuhan province is as sick as they can be. Fine. I understand it. I understand they closed down Wuhan province. I understand that. Somehow or another, somebody from Wuhan province gets on a plane, takes a trip to northern Italy, and then all hell breaks loose. Correct?
Yeah.
But nobody from Wuhan province, not one of those 11 million people, walked over across into the rest of China? And somehow or another, every day they report, oh, we have 25 new cases. 20 of them are foreigners.
Okay.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that's true?
Unless I am right.
Then what?
And at a certain point, it just goes away. Look,
yeah,
in Italy.
There's something called herd immunity. I understand that. But I'm asking you, you believe that just in Wuhan province they died, nowhere else in China they're dying?
Who said nowhere else in China tonight?
Because every day they report how much people died in China.
Yeah.
And every day it's some stupid number like, oh, today nothing, yesterday two.
Yeah.
And yet, you believe that? you believe that somehow or another they were able to contain, they didn't contain it from coming to the rest of the world, they contained it from going to the rest of China?
Well, everybody's dying in Milan and Bergamo and whatever that's called, and no one's dying in Rome and in Sicily. They're eating pizzas.
Again, I don't know what causes the mortality. I don't know. But the point I'm trying to say is that it's completely unbelievable to me that not one of those stupid little farmers in Wuhan province who has a taste for bat wings didn't walk across the border out of one province to the rest of China.
Yeah, you get this picture, right? This lady is 107 years old. She overcame corona, and now she's with a cigarette back in the rice fields cutting the rice.
Exactly. And not going
like
to the neighbor outside of Wuhan.
She's smoking her head off, and she's like happy, and she's giving an interview.
Exactly. So the answer, no, I don't believe it.
I guess, you know, we'll have to live and see, or at least see, or, you know, those of us who live, we'll see.
Yes. Benji, I want you to have a really good,
I called you guys because I remembered that in before this corona thing, you know, I had an aunt and uncle and I know and
yeah,
nice sometimes. No, you remember? I actually did it traditionally with a phone because everybody's doing Zoom and I wanted to feel the phone, you know, because
well, you want to see if it still works, right?
Because on the phone you can actually hear each other.
Right.
I mean, what's up
actually,
with Zoom?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good with Zoom, to tell you the truth. Even though I agree that it's not a perfect technology, and I'm doing pretty good with Zoom.
I can't take it. Everybody's talking at once. Did you see Tova's wedding?
I saw the films of it. I didn't watch it live.
Oh, you didn't do the Zoom thing.
No, you did, but I didn't.
By the way, I'm all for doing weddings from now on like that. Corona.
I agree. Benji,
that is so great.
Like I said, another social change. All these cookie-cutter weddings where somehow or another caterers get you for 100,000 shekels, I think is going to be a lot less in the future.
My boots it will be back 2 months at most.
90% of the people who go to weddings are relieved that they don't have to go.
That is true. That is true. But it was always
almost no guy like I know likes to go to a wedding.
Yeah,
they're all the
true.
Same.
Everybody
the food is all the same. Everything is the same. The music is the same. The food is the same.
Yeah.
Been there, done
we
that.
We get the point. We get the point. All right. You're united in holy matrimony. Good for you.
Right. Now, why do I have to sit here and have my eardrums busted for hours? Why? I don't know.
You know what I would like to hear from you? What are the opportunities that will arise? Because, you know, there are opportunities. You know all the stories about Mama, don't...
Benny, I don't want to disappoint
you,
but I'm a very bad investor.
One second, Alan. I don't know. Hello.
Yeah, I'm a very bad investor, Benny. Whatever you do, don't listen to me.
No, I'll tell you why. Because there's all these stories after World War II, right, about all these Japanese kids who, you know, who
bought. Before I forget, yeah, forget about that. Before I forget. You are you aware of the fact that you're going to get the $1,200 per person?
I doubt it, but I'm...
Well,
no,
I doubt it.
My
accountant already sent me a letter.
It's not $1,200 in person. It's a meshikbait, no?
It's $1,200 for each American citizen and $500 for each of their dependent children.
So that's... Yeah, all right. So that's like...
Now, if your kids are American citizens, which I think they are, if I remember correctly...
Yes, they are. But the question is, who's dependent? Is it in the matter?
Okay, you can't go if you're eligible to be used on somebody else's tax return, then you're not considered dependent of it.
I'm saying something else. I'm saying.
Right. I don't know. Are you asking about? You're asking about your love? I don't know.
I'm asking about in the 1040s. I have to put them, I have two kids above 18, or actually above 17, and two kids beneath. Now, I put them in, there's two different definitions. Until recently, until 2018, I think, you just put those who are less than 17. But there was a change in 2018, and now you have to put your older kids also as dependents, but they don't get
I don't know. You're asking a question I don't know, because I don't have that issue. I have no kids. Well, I have no kids under 30.
I'm curious if Ronit is considered. She's not a citizen.
No, they said not to non-resident aliens.
Not a non-resident alien.
No,
all right.
At least you'll get $1,200. You'll at least get another $1,000 for the other two. And in general, back in my day, your wife would have been considered a dependent, insofar as he was, even though he was over 18, he was under 23 and a student.
One minute. We'll get this without any forms filling, without any.
According to my accountant, if you have direct deposit on your tax returns, it'll just be put in there. If you don't, they're going to try to mail you a check if they have your address. If they don't, then they're going to give it to you as a credit against your future tax return.
No, they definitely have my address because I just...
According to my accountant, you're going to get a check in the mail.
I got $3,000 from that.
So according to, if you had direct deposit, they would deposit into your account. I got all this from my accountant, who lives in Bechemish, by the way.
Do you have any ideas for that, by the way? One of my most annoying things, I have nothing to do, so I'm preparing my tax return for 2019.
Okay.
Every year I have this issue because they send me a check because I don't have an American bank account, and they can't deposit it into a non-American bank account, and it's a big deal to open an American bank account. Do you have any ideas how to do that without going to
So it happens. I was on the phone with Ariel last night about it for about an hour or two, and the night before, because Ariel keeps putting the checks in my account, and I point out to him it's very silly. He should go and open up an American bank account. He says,
but you have to go there.
No. He says that it turned out that you should talk to Ariel. He told me that Discover, which is a big credit company, lets you open it up without having any kind of linked account to any other account.
And you get
use Albert's address, and Ariel already called up Albert and asked if it's okay.
And you get a routing number?
Huh?
And you can get a routing number.
And you get a routing number. And then I'll tell you what I do, because I haven't touched my Israeli pensions yet. I'm essentially living off my American Social Security. I opened up a savings account in a place called Capital One, which is a national bank, 5-star rated. They give you, like today, 1.5% interest, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But they have that's not the reason why I did it. I did it because they have a credit card, which when you use it in a foreign country, like when you're traveling, as far as they're concerned, we're now in a foreign country.
Yeah.
There's no fee. Now, I've checked. It seems to me that they charge me approximately the rate of change that when you look at globes, and let's say at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a price of a dollar.
Yeah.
That's what they're charging me for changing, and they give you 1.5% cash back on all transactions. So I typically now use my Capital One credit card to pay my bills here in Israel, and my Social Security goes in there, and there's no cheaper way of using the money. So I know Ariel is fucking around.
Because I get a check and then I pay 2.5%.
Exactly. And instead of 2.5% paying, you're going to get
a lot of money in this case. 2.5%.
I know.
Instead
of paying 2.5%, if you get something like a Capital One card, or Ariel says the Discover card is 1%. I mean, we were discussing this just last night. Talk to Ariel. But if you instead of paying 2.5%, you're going to get 1.5%.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's a 4% difference, Benji.
And also, I won't have to go through the 6-week thing the day. Am I going to get the check? Am I not going to get it? It takes them a while. And then it's a check, and then I have to get the guy. Now, right now, my change guy did a shlichut to my house to change the money.
I understand. You show up with a mask?
What?
Did you leave the money outside your door?
Actually, that's scary, because what he's doing now, he's going from Haredi to Haredi,
taking
their American checks, and I don't know what he's doing.
Exactly. So anyway, I believe Ariel last night opened up, or was going to open up, a Discover account. Why don't you ask him about it?
I will.
He said there's no problem doing that. And I know he used Albert Sanders because Albert told me he called him up and asked him if it's okay if he uses it.
C.O. Albert.
Huh?
C.O.
C.O. Albert, right, exactly. And like I said, then you get yourself one of these.
Truth is, I didn't take care of it until now because I was thinking that I will be last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, in America for the wedding. And
you were going to go to Toby's wedding?
I was considering it's very. That was my plan. I never got down to actually purchasing a ticket.
Right.
And whatever,
what you need to do is, I told Ariel to look at Bankrate.com, to find a credit card. Like I said, I use Capital One. There's a few of them. There are credit cards that don't charge you for a foreign transaction. You see, last time I was in Europe, I went.
That's weird, you know, because in Israel it's the opposite. An Israeli card will make, if I use it in Chutz La'aretz, there's more of a chance that they will take some fees from me.
I was about to tell you that last time I was in Europe, I was in Venice? No, yeah, Venice. I was in Venice last time with another couple, and he had bought the four tickets,
yeah.
So I owed him a lot of money. So while we were there, I was spending the money.
Yeah.
And keeping track of what I spent for them, and sort of the cachet against the ticket that he bought.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I was shocked to find that they took a 3% fee just for their. They took a 3%
fee. Exactly.
Not to mention
that they probably gave you a terrible exchange rate.
And they gave me a terrible rate, exactly. And that's why I went looking for it's a travel card. And then when I found a travel card that also gives you. The 1.5% cash back?
Yeah.
I jumped at it.
All right, I'll speak to Ariel.
Yeah, speak to Ariel. He's doing it last night.
Alan, have a great hug.
Yeah.
And
you too, Benji.
You know, keep healthy.
And if you haven't had corona yet, keep yourself safe, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.